From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Investment bank Goldman Sachs reported a 70% drop in income today following an eventful day yesterday. All eyes are now focused on the health of the remaining firms that make up the pillars of Wall Street. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports.
With Bear Stearns gone, Lehman in bankruptcy, and Merrill Lynch bought up, Goldman is one of only two independent investment firms left on Wall Street. It said it's been hurt by slower client activity and investment banking losses in recent months, but it's still making money, and if it survives the shakeout, analysts say it could emerge stronger with more clients. Meanwhile, the main drama centered on insurance giant AIG, which is seeking as much as $75 billion to stay afloat. AIG's shares plummeted 60% on Monday, prompting agencies to cut the company's credit ratings. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.
Chairman of the Senate Banking Committee, Connecticut Senator Christopher Dodd, said today he is skeptical about any potential aid for insurance giant AIG. Dodd made his comments when questioned about the possibility of a government bridge loan or some other form of support. Dodd said he would want the Bush administration to consult with him before making a move one way or the other. On Wall Street today, the Dow gained 141 points. The Nasdaq added 28 points. The S&P 500 was up 20 points today. The State Department is organizing flights out of Bolivia for U.S. citizens who might want to leave the political unrest there. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
In a message to U.S. citizens living in Bolivia, the embassy said that it's offering two flights on Wednesday from Bolivia to neighboring Peru. The embassy is closed for regular business because of street protests. News of the evacuation comes at a troubling time in U.S.-Bolivian relations. Last week, Bolivia expelled the U.S. ambassador, accusing him of inciting protests against the country's left-wing government. The U.S. denied that charge. The Drug Enforcement Administration has had to move its operations for security reasons, and the Peace Corps has flown its volunteers out of Bolivia as well. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
The House has passed legislation that says the Bush administration cannot exempt countries from being sued for torturing American prisoners of war. The White House blocked a claim by a group of POWs who successfully sued the Iraq government in 2002. NPR's Jack Sahora reports.
The 17 POWs were captured during the 1991 Persian Gulf War. Years later, they successfully sued the Iraq government in a Washington, D.C. courthouse. But an appeals court said the White House could exempt Iraq from paying out a multi-million-dollar claim because of foreign policy interests. Monday night, the House passed legislation that would take away that power of exemption from the president. President Bush vetoed a defense policy bill in 2007 for a similar provision, contending such lawsuits could hurt Iraq's economic and political progress. Jack Sahora, NPR News, Washington.
Crude oil prices fell $4.56 a barrel today. This is NPR News. Five state Republican lawmakers are now calling for a judge to halt an investigation into Alaska Governor Sarah Palin's firing of a state public safety commissioner. The calls come after a bipartisan oversight committee unanimously approved an inquiry into whether Palin, now the Republican vice presidential nominee, dismissed the commissioner because he would not fire her former brother-in-law, a state trooper, after a messy divorce. The lawmakers, in a filing in state superior court, called the investigation unlawful, biased, partial, and partisan. Spain's Supreme Court is outlawing a Basque political party accused of supporting terrorism. The party has hundreds of representatives in local government, mainly in the northern Basque region. Jerome Sokolowski reports from Madrid.
The Supreme Court President, Francisco Hernando, says the Basque Nationalist Action Party is an instrument of the armed group ETA. ETA has killed hundreds of people in Spain in its long-running quest for Basque independence. The prosecution had argued that the Nationalist Action Party took over from another Basque faction, Batasuna, after it was outlawed in 2003. Spanish law bans any movement that politically supports terrorist violence. The ruling is likely to require more than 400 elected representatives in the Basque region and neighboring Navarra to relinquish their seats on town and city councils. A spokeswoman for the newly banned party called the ruling anti-democratic. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.
It was 100 years ago that General Motors came into being. GM Chairman Rick Wagoner used the occasion to unveil the automaker's new electric car, the Chevy Volt, which is still several years away from being on the market. The car is designed to go 40 miles on a charge with a small gas engine to charge the vehicle during longer drives. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.